We'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke this morning. If you would get your Bibles out or the pew Bibles out that are in front of you. For those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is Luke in the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament's like the last third of the Bible, right? And so the New Testament begins with what book? And then? And finally, Luke. So Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. We'll be reading verses 36 through 47. If you could mute or turn off your phones, that would be great. Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 36. And once you find that, if you could place your finger in your Bible and stand with me and let us hold those Bibles above our heads. All right, let's say this like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet with her tears, and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, who had invited him, saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and one 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As you know, I like to put an insert of my sermon outline in your bulletin. I invite you to take that out at this time and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning. Keep your Bibles handy because we'll be referring to the scripture. Well, for the most part, I have no problem with believing in God. I think most people believe in God. Most people say they believe in God. But what I have trouble believing is that God believes in me. Can anyone identify with that? Do you have trouble believing that God does more than just put up with you?